You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Welcome back to Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme is friendship. With me are two great friends of mine, Anthony and Courtney.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. How's it going?
I'm still caught up on the friends. Sorry.
Anthony, I feel like the whole... The brand here is friendship.
Yeah, friendship always wins.
That's right.
Be rooted in friendship.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these stories have to do with friendship. Some of them probably in a positive way. Probably a lot of them going in a bad direction.
I know firsthand friendship can be this way, and then it could be that way, and they could come back.
That's true. Know? That's true.
So maybe they're in their middle phases here.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let's see if these friendships are going to work out or not.
Okay.
And let's just hop right in.
We're friends.
Yeah, friendship.
Friendship bros. Mm. Tattoo brothers.
I can relate.
Yeah, relatable.
Yeah.
Okay, first story. This comes from Legal Advice. Sat down on my friend's MacBook and broke it. Offered to pay her the money for it, but now she wants more because she was upgrading anyway. So it's this or she will sue me in small claims court.
What?
I had some of my friends over at my house, and one of my friends invited one of her other friends to come over. She had her MacBook on my couch when I sat on it and broke it. Since it was completely my fault, I offered to pay her the money for it, and she agreed. She got it 3 years ago, and it cost $2,200 at the time. I told her I'd wire her the money in a week to her bank account. She's now emailed me saying that as per our conversation, she's expecting the $2,700 that I have agreed for. I didn't know why she added the extra money, so I got her number from my friend and called her to find her telling me she's now expecting me to pay for her new upgraded MacBook since she was upgrading anyway. She said if I don't agree to it, that she'll be suing me in small claims court. Can a judge agree to that? Should I wire her the $2,200 or should I just tell her to go sue me? Location is California.
Land of the suing.
That's... Well, okay, so it sounds like... This is a little bit off of the friendship stuff because this is someone she sort of knows.
It's a newer friend.
Newer friend. But it's more about just like the like logistics of that. I mean, if someone broke my MacBook, the most that I would expect, and I feel like depending on the circumstances, I'd be like, it's okay. But you'd expect to get the money that it was worth.
Right.
No more than that.
Yeah.
I also feel like if they went to small claims court, that's exactly what the judge would say. Because this person didn't damage a new MacBook, they damaged an old one. And if you're a sane person, if someone broke my laptop, I was planning on upgrading. And if they were someone who was comfortable enough financially to do that, I'd be like, okay, sure, thanks. Then I'll just pay for the difference on upgrading anyway. Like, I'm not mad about this laptop. That's great.
Yeah, if anything, that MacBook's not worth what it was.
Exactly.
Years ago.
Yeah.
You're already almost getting more.
You're about to buy a new one anyways. You'd maybe, like, this is me, And if I knew it was truly an accident and I felt bad, I'm like, I don't want to make someone pay. I'd be like, right. I'd maybe go to the Apple store and be like, how much would I have gotten if I traded this in?
Right.
Probably would have been like $1,000.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then I would have been like, hey, can you spot me that $1,000?
I am so caught up on two things. One, the MacBook was a get together and she just threw her MacBook on the couch during this get together. And it seems like a setup.
I do think this is more of a conspiracy theory. I do think there's a lot of people who are very like advantageous.
Yeah.
Of like when it's like, oh, here's an opportunity for me to squeeze something out of someone.
They learned about capitalizing.
Yeah. Yeah, like that's, I do think there are people like that. Whether, I mean, that's what it seems to be here. Because like you're looking to get $500 extra.
You're willing to sue someone over it.
Yeah.
So that's.
Yeah, I feel like they're bluffing. I think they're. It's also really weird that they're like, you agreed to pay this. Oh, but if you don't agree to this, I'm going to sue you. It's like, so what did we agree on in the first place?
Right.
Like, this it is very silly. And they wouldn't hold. They would be a waste of money to go to small claims court.
Mm-hmm. Some comments. So since this is on legal advice, these are people giving some good advice here. You don't pay either of those amounts. You pay the depreciated value of the MacBook as of the date your butt sat on it, and not a dime more. If she wants to upgrade, she can pay for that upgrade, and if she wants to sue, good luck to her. No judge is going to award her more than the MacBook was currently worth.
Wow.
Someone else said, you're pretty nice to be giving her $2,200 anyway. If she sued, she would likely only be entitled to the value of the computer at the time it was broken, not how much she paid for it 3 years ago. She's absolutely not entitled to $2,700 just because she wants something nicer. Lastly, someone said, I'm not even sure you were liable. She put a computer in a place for sitting, and it got sat on. At most, you would owe the depreciated value. Check eBay and Craigslist postings so you have a value to argue. That's interesting that it's like, it's in the line of my butt.
Yeah.
Like, this is where it's.
Yeah, I didn't sit on it. My butt sat on it.
Yeah.
And you put it there where my butt goes.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, we know butts go there.
You can also, like, you can just go, if it was a, like, Apple product, you could just go on their site and check the value, the trade-in value for your product just by putting in the information.
Right.
Yeah, so, that's the second thing I was caught up on. It's like, why does she now decide that this $2,200 MacBook that is, you know, not worth that now, why is it now worth $2,700? Because she had the plan to someday in the future upgrade? Where does that logic even line up?
I would be worried that this person was like, wow, OP is willing to give me $2,200? They must have a lot of money. Maybe they should give me more.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, someone
isn't ideal.
Like, that's a very lucky situation that if someone did accidentally break your laptop and they're immediately like, oh, I'll give you $2,200 for it. It's like,
whoa.
Oh,
yeah.
I think if I'm the type that if someone offers like that quickly, that nice, I'm more likely to be like, hey, it's all good or like something.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not someone who's in a financial bind, but I don't know. That's a very kind thing for them to offer.
Also, I'm like, maybe it is their fault if they like cannonballed on it. Like, how did you destroy an entire laptop? You didn't just break the top leg.
Yeah.
You didn't just break the screen. I feel like
it was already broken.
Yeah. It was already broken. It was a crack.
I'm gonna say like laptops are pretty sturdy. I dropped my work laptop recently, open faced down onto the concrete.
Holy
like
shit!
Like I literally, it fell out of my hands here.
Oh my god!
I went like open face, bam, and it was fine.
What?
Yeah. Wow. That's
100% fine. I'm a little shocked. I guess when it's flat, it's more likely the screen. But I'm like, is it not fixable at all?
I'm actually surprised you did that. That's something I would do.
I never drop shit.
Yeah.
I rarely drop shit, and this was bad, and I was lucky.
And I think we need to cut to the footage of us right now immediately testing how hard we could sit on laptops.
Cannonballing on them,
diving on them.
I don't think that laptop could break. I'm gonna need to see OP's ass.
Mm.
I'm gonna need to see, understand if that's really possible.
I need to see the Marques Brownlee video. He's cannonballing onto laptops, you know, make that.
Yeah, but seriously, like, I feel like I was gonna upgrade anyway is usually what you say when you don't need the money.
Right, yeah, that's usually like, it's fine.
That's
like,
right.
I was gonna upgrade anyway.
Yeah.
I was gonna upgrade anyway, so give me more.
So give me the price of the new computer I wanted to buy.
Also, I think just threatening to sue is such a shitty thing to do. And also suing for something of this caliber, it's like, dude.
And they're in the friend group, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, supposedly. Also, suing is gonna end up just costing you both more money.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna have to then hire lawyers? Like, what do
That's why I think it's a bluff.
Maybe small claims court, you wouldn't they?
Like, I'm taking you to Judge Judy.
It's like, dude, just don't waste. Like, that's so much time to waste.
Yeah.
Over for them, $500 that they technically weren't even owed. This is a really shitty person. But
we have an update.
Oh.
I did some research specifically for repairing the screen for the MacBook, and for her particular model, it's around $310 for the screen, plus labor costs. So I wrote her back saying that since she didn't accept my initial offer of $2,200, I'm withdrawing that offer and offering to pay for the repair cost. She sent me an email calling me a bitch and that she's going to take me to court. That'll be great. Okay, that'll help you in court.
Oh my God.
Yeah, judge, they called me a bitch and then said they would take me to court.
Okay.
I got served a few days later and went to court.
Oh, no shit, it happened.
Really way. Did it. Was not a wait. Bluff. I
want to see that transcript.
I need to see this. Yeah, oh my God.
See how it went down.
Oh my God, that's probably public access. It's California, too.
Oh, this is going
to okay,
be.
Wait, okay,
we're
going to okay.
find it.
Okay, okay.
I told the judge I gave her three options to choose from. Either to write her a check for a brand new one, which was $2,200, get her a refurbished one from Apple or a third party or even used, with which would be around $1,400. Or three, fix her current MacBook since the screen is the only thing affected here and it would cost around $300 plus money for labor. So the laptop's not broken. The screen is broken. That's a completely different thing.
Completely different.
That's so stupid.
You can repair a screen.
Yeah, no, if it's like I only owe you to the screen. Yeah. I only broke the screen, so that's all I owe you for. I printed out the email I sent her and the mail she sent back refusing the $2,700 and calling me a bitch and saying we'll go to court, plus screenshots for the price quotes from different websites for a new slash refurbished and screen fix for her particular model and gave it to the judge. I also told him that when I offered to get her a new one from the Apple store, she said, no, I want the money in cash.
Whoa.
Give me a break. When I told her I'd give her $2,200 for a new one, she said, okay, but later came asking for $2,700 because she wanted to upgrade. I tried to show him how it's clearly visible that she's trying to take advantage of me. She gave the judge an attitude almost the whole time, which really pissed off the judge and helped my case, I guess. After listening to both of us, he ruled that I pay 50% of the repair cost since she negligently left her laptop on the couch. So I'll only be paying no more than $200 to $250 for the whole thing. If it weren't for you guys, I would have paid $2,200 instead of around $200. And I honestly loved her look at the end as we walked out.
That's go! Legal slay!
You know, I think entitled people really... They, I guess in their worldview, like, even the courts are going to, like, just be there to serve them. And you don't realize, like, no, man, like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, I would love to see the transcript for that.
That's so.
She's like, hey, judge, you are a bitch.
Oh,
I
man.
I'm just going to throw a curveball. And I'm like, no, they weren't the asshole. They deserve $2,700.
Yeah,
they deserve
oh my
that.
God.
They deserve
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Well, that was delicious.
That was tasty, a little morsel.
Thank you for the appetizer.
Of course. All right, let's hop into this next story. Here we go. This comes from Am I the Asshole?
Okay.
All right. Am I the asshole for kicking my boyfriend's girl best friend out of my Halloween party because of her costume?
Okay.
All right, interesting.
I hope there's pics.
Hi, everyone. I'll cut to the chase. I, a 19-year-old woman, had a Halloween party over the weekend. I invited my boyfriend, who's 21, and a bunch of our friends over, including his girl best friend. I will call her Agatha. My boyfriend and I had decided to dress up as Peter Pumpkin Eater. If you haven't seen the costume, the guy wears a shirt that says Peter, and the girl dresses as a pumpkin because, well, you know.
Oh.
Wow, okay.
I was pretty excited just because I thought it was funny and a cute costume. Agatha texted me the night before the party and asked what my costume was going to be. I explained the couple's costume my boyfriend and I would be wearing, and she replied that she would probably just come as a sexy cat. Fast forward to the night of the party. Everyone is having fun, and it's a nice time. Well, it was, until Agatha walked in dressed as a pumpkin. She went over and hugged my boyfriend.
Okay, sorry.
I swear the room went silent. I was pissed. I asked if I could speak with her privately, and we went into my bedroom. I asked why she chose that costume since she knew the details of the joint costume between my boyfriend and I.
I'm sorry, they're in pumpkin costumes,
they're
by
both,
the way.
They're
a very serious conversation amongst pumpkins.
I was supposed to be the pumpkin.
Okay,
can
sorry.
Can I talk to you in the patch?
Okay, sorry.
From one pumpkin to another.
She said she didn't see the big deal and thought it would be a better group costume. I told her I didn't think it was funny, and I would prefer that she change. I offered her a witch costume that she could borrow for the night. She turned red and started to yell that I don't get to control what she wears. I told her that she was disrespecting my relationship by insinuating that my boyfriend and her have sex. She kept screaming about how it was funny and I needed to lighten up. I ended up asking her to leave. She stormed out of the house and I returned to the party. The mood had shifted and the night felt ruined. My boyfriend agrees that she crossed the line and is planning on cutting her off completely.
But a few
of our friends are saying that I was being dramatic and I should have let her stay. I guess I'm just wondering, am I the asshole?
Okay.
By the title,
yeah,
I thought this was going to go a way different way.
Yeah.
It was about to be like hey, don't wear something revealing. I don't like that. But that is interesting when you join in on someone's couple's costume without asking.
Right.
That's weird.
And it's only because you had insider knowledge.
Yes.
Right?
And then you also lied and said, I'm going to come as a sexy cat.
Yeah.
And you come as a
Yeah. And it's like, and the fact that that conversation could have gone so many ways and this friend doubled down and then started screaming. Screaming and yelling, and I think that the friends who think that OP overreacted don't know how this friend spoke to her.
Yeah.
I don't think the OP was overreacting. I think the friend was overreacting.
Yeah, I think the friends probably also must have not known the full story about how she had told her what she was dressing as, and then she came as the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that the boyfriend was ready to cut this friend out, girl best friend is a high title from a boyfriend,
intense.
You know?
Yeah.
So clearly, like, there might have been some other stuff going on. Like, I wonder what he felt about the situation in general.
It does feel just very disrespectful to the girlfriend. Like, it just feels like a disrespectful move.
Mm-hmm.
And the insinuation of that costume, it's a little uncomfortable.
Like, it's like as if, like, you and I did, like, a corpse bride, and then someone else showed up as a bride as well, and knowing that.
It is weird. It's especially given the context of, like, not telling her, not like, if you want to ask, but it's still just strange. I could never comprehend knowing someone's doing a couple's costume and being like, hey, can I join in on your couple's costume? I'd feel a little weird about it.
Especially if it's based on a sexual innuendo.
Yes, exactly. Like, it'd be different if, like, I don't know, there's a lot of if people were coming as like, oh, we're going to be Teletubbies. And I'd be like, oh, can I join in and be another Teletubby?
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
This is like very specific to like, oh, a sexual,
literally,
like romantic relationship type of joke.
Yeah.
The comments here, not the asshole. If he doesn't cut her off, you need to reevaluate your relationship. She obviously wants in his pants. Either he puts up with that, or kicks her to the curb. Same goes for the friends calling you dramatic. How would they like it if it happened to them? OP said, he is planning on cutting her off completely. I was just a little hesitant, honestly, because this is the first time she's ever done something like this, and she has never shown interest before. But I'm leaving it up to him, and that will show how much he values our relationship. Mm. Someone else said, some girl best friends don't actually want the guy, but want to prove to themselves that they can get him if they want.
Oh.
She seems like one of those people. If she was yelling at you at your own party, then you were justified in asking her to leave. Friends should always respect their friends' relationships. Lastly, someone said, nope, not the asshole. She did this on purpose and was testing to see what she could get away with. She found out that she couldn't get away with anything. It's also their party.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a lot.
I agree. It feels like it was a test of control or ownership in some way. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily that she like wants to be with him, but in a sense, it's almost like, he's mine. Let's see what happens when I throw in this wrench.
That seems pretty valid. I do think there's a lot of people out there like that, mm-hmm. you know, who just live for that, like,
just serving the ego.
Just
wanting to prove to themselves. And it's weird because, like, I have seen group costumes where there's a couple and a friend joining in a thing.
Totally.
It's pre-discussed.
Like
if she wanted, if it was actually coming from a good place, that best friend would have asked and she didn't.
Absolutely.
She lied.
No, there's a million scenarios where that's totally fine. But this is not one of them.
Yeah, and it's not like, oh, I had an extra pumpkin costume laying around.
Exactly.
Right? It's like, I'm
very
going
deliberate.
To buy one. Yeah.
And going
very
up
deliberate.
And hugging the boyfriend and just like, it's just, like, I don't like the picture that's in my mind of all that.
Yeah, I imagine the slow motion turn looking directly at
the
girlfriend.
She twirls her vine and she's looking at OP.
All right, update.
Ooh, oh! I wasn't expecting it.
I wasn't either. Let's go.
Well, I have an update. I meant to post one a few months ago, but I really needed time to process the events that occurred after this whole ordeal.
What a mature thing to say.
but also yeah.
And you.
I'm glad I waited, though, because you all need to hear this one.
Oh, fuck.
Many people pointed out that my boyfriend must be sleeping with Agatha since she went absolutely bonkers for seemingly no reason. I thought since he immediately took my side and blocked her on everything that you were wrong.
Uh-oh.
In hindsight, it is also a little suspicious in ways. It's suspicious that he's just like, yep, yeah, she's gone. Yeah, don't worry about it.
There's
like,
more, yeah.
Can't sweep that pumpkin under the rug.
Oh, God.
Well, it was me who was wrong.
Oh, no.
It turns out that Agatha and my boyfriend have been sleeping together for months.
No!
Oh, and they
were just really good at hiding.
Ew!
Until she decided that she didn't want to be his mistress anymore. I found this out when I was at his house and hanging out in his room. He was showering after a workout, and I heard this vibrating noise. He had taken his phone, and mine was right next to me, so I couldn't figure out what it was. I opened his bedside table drawer and found a second phone.
Oh!
My gut told me that something wasn't right. Why would he have a second phone?
It's just for dealing drugs, right?
Yeah. Maybe
drugs? I would have
you know what?
That.
Maybe he's doing crime. It didn't take me long to guess his password, and my fears were confirmed. There was a missed call from Agatha. I looked through the messages and found out the truth. Not only had they been sleeping together, she recently found out that she was... Holy shit.
No!
Not only had they been sleeping together, she recently found out that she was pregnant.
No!
Oh my God.
This was the reason she pulled the stunt on Halloween.
I'm the mom pumpkin.
She was trying to force his hand. I also saw that he was messaging other girls as well.
Oh.
I was completely devastated. After his shower, he found me grabbing all of my belongings and putting them in my bag. He asked why I was leaving, and I told him because we were finished. I threw his phone on the bed, and he looked like he was going to vomit. He started pleading with me to hear him out, but I didn't want to hear it. He could have all of those other girls. I didn't want him anymore. He followed me out of the house, shaking and crying. He even followed me all the way out to my car, trying to block my path. I went over the grass around him and didn't look back. He sent me a long message about how he never wanted to hurt me, that he wanted me back, and how he was using his work phone to text all of these women so I wouldn't find out. That was really helpful.
I didn't want to hurt you. I just wanted to keep a secret from you. Yeah. Cheat on you and get someone pregnant.
I sent his boss a nice little message about how company property was being misused.
Ooh.
I saw on LinkedIn he no longer works for that company anymore.
Oh.
He is blocked on everything now. I hope he and Agatha have a magical life with their baby. Oh, I heard through the grapevine that he got one of the other women pregnant too.
This guy.
I'm glad I dodged that bullet.
Yeah.
As for me, I am currently in therapy working on my trust issues and learning how to love myself again after this situation. I've been putting myself out there again and have cut contact with anyone who knew what was happening behind my back.
Yeah. Wow.
That really shifts so much of this. Like,
yeah.
This guy is awful.
Like, yeah, I mean, no, and it's just like all of that is toxic.
Oh,
like,
God. Yeah.
Forcing his hand, him cheating in the first place, and her being called the girl best friend. It's like, that is so, like, so messed up and, like,
it's
evil.
Really messed up. And I wonder if Agatha even knows about the other women.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I love that he was literally crying, shaking, throwing up as she was walking out of the house.
I'm hurting so much right now,
oh,
baby.
God.
I'll never understand. I just can't comprehend it. And I can't comprehend once you've been caught to be like, no. Like, we can make this
I
work.
I can
I'm
explain.
Like, explain what, man?
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot Woo! Believe.
He's like, so you, I had a lot of trauma in my life, and this is the way that I hurt other people.
Right.
Oh,
that's
God.
It, babe.
Dude, that went so much worse than I was expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. I was thinking like, okay, maybe, no. I was like, no, they're not sleeping together. Nothing happened, but maybe there's feelings or maybe.
Maybe she's tried before.
Maybe she has feelings for him, but for it to go that way.
Yeah, no, she clearly dodged a bullet. The bullet being his seed, because he just be getting people pregnant and that are not his partner. That's crazy to me. And yeah, I agree. It is so strange when the cheater goes, no, wait, I want to fix this. I want to make, like, no, you only want to fix it now because you've been caught. You are doing this and in a at a crazy level.
And crying like he's hurt by it.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Actually, if you think about it, I'm the victim here in a way. Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
We have not been given much gray area to work with.
No, these are some villains.
I'm just gonna be. I just want like lots of comments on this video. I'm like, nope, that guy was in the right, bro.
Yeah,
actually,
bro.
If you think about it,
he's just such a strong seed. He must keep sending his
Sigma behavior.
The stories that always blow my mind are the ones where you start off and you have a villain.
Yeah.
And then another villain comes in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So much bigger.
The final boss.
Yeah, truly. Like, that. It's like, okay. Damn.
That's so sad. And, like, I wonder if the friends who were defending the girl best friend knew what was going
Probably
on.
Probably not.
Maybe, though, because she said, I cut out everyone who knew, implying that there were more people around her that she had cut out.
That sucks, dude.
I'm, like, almost crying because that was such a disgusting situation.
Yeah, it's like freaking nightmare.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, it's horrible that she showed up in the pumpkin costume, but it needed to happen for all this to unfold, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I wonder if she'll look back and be like, all right, I'm... Because I wonder how long it would have gone otherwise.
Yeah.
Imagine if she just let it happen. Imagine she's like, okay, yeah, you can wear the costume and stay here. Like, what would have been the next situation, you know?
Right.
Well... She would have, the pregnancy.
She would have started showing.
At a certain point, it'd be like, all right, so what's going on here?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No, that was going to happen soon, I think, regardless.
I wonder where people like that end up. Like, I want to update 10 years from now.
Yeah, of like the pumpkin girl and of boyfriends.
Tune into Reddit story number 7,000 in the year 2034.
Love it.
Get that update.
We'll find out.
Yeah, he has a strong seed. She has strong pumpkin seeds. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're meant to be anyway.
Gross.
Yeah, I feel gross hearing that.
Yeah.
I feel pretty bad.
Yeah.
Strong seed is bad. I don't like that.
Such a weird phrase. A strong seed.
It's like a line from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, next story, and I think this one's going to be a little more positive.
I need this. I need this right now, Shane.
A palate cleanser.
From shitty people.
Thank you.
I believe. That's the hint I got.
Okay.
This comes from Best of Redditor Updates. So none of this is posted by the original OP. A lot of Best of Redditor Updates is someone who found a bunch of posts.
Okay.
And they compile it.
Okay.
But here we go.
The heroes.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend of 24 years, born a male, is now a transgender woman. I'm in love with her and not sure if I should tell her. My friend and I, both 24 years old, have been best friends our entire lives. We're practically brothers. Our parents grew up together, went to the same schools, so my friend and I were together ever since we were little babies. We've always had each other's back, protected one another, cared for each other, when the whole world felt like it was against us. But the both of us knew we were always looking out for each other. My friend is an amazing person, someone I can go to and trust completely. I'm blessed to have this person in my life. My friend transitioned to female a few months ago, 100% completely physically a woman. She's been through hormone replacement therapy these past few years. Seeing her become so much happier is amazing to see. I'm absolutely proud of her. It's beautiful to see my friend now be so free, being comfortable with herself, and always having the greatest smile on her face. But I'm falling for her, and these feelings aren't going away. I'll admit that I'm in love with my friend. The friend I've known for 24 years is who is stealing my heart, and I don't know what to do. I don't want to lose my friend, but my feelings of friendship for her are turning to romantic / sexual feelings and attraction. After my friend transitioned, we continued hanging out and talking like nothing changed. We continued going out to clubs / bars, the movies, restaurants, playing video games. Nothing changed. We kept doing what we always did. During this time is when my feelings began to change. I started falling in love with her. You know what attracted me? Her, the way she is. My friend is now acting like herself, acting free and full of life, always laughing, dancing, and being goofy. It hurts me because this is someone I grew up with, and I'm afraid my feelings are going to push her away or make this awkward. Like always, I'm insanely happy being with my friend, but my feelings for her are killing me right now every time we're together again. I've fallen in love with her true self. Her true self is absolutely beautiful. I've spoken to another close friend of mine about this. I just got made fun of. Ha ha, you want to fuck your bro? Seriously?
Aww.
Is practically what I got.
Ugh.
They didn't understand where I was coming from. They didn't understand what an insanely amazing person my friend is. This friend of mine feels it's creepy and nasty that I'm falling for my best friend. They also aren't taking my friend's transition seriously, which is another reason why they're acting immature. All he did was make fun of me, so ever since then, I haven't spoken to anyone else about how I feel. Also, aside from being scared of losing my friend, I'm afraid of what our families will think. What happens if my friend and I do end up together, and our families suddenly start to panic? I'm afraid of not only ruining my friendship, but the friendship our parents have with themselves for many years. Both of our families were completely supportive when my friend transitioned, not a single negative comment. Everyone is proud of her, and the love our families have for her hasn't changed at all. I feel I'm overthinking all of this, especially because being friends is very different from being in a serious relationship. If anything, our families would be insanely happy we're together and be so annoying. Ha 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 ha. How it's written.
Is that how you laugh, Shane?
Ha 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 ha. But I'm more worried about the negative response, which is why I believe I'm overthinking this whole thing. Plus, if I plan to even confess my feelings for her, I have to do it soon. She's always been being asked out on dates, but she tells me she's looking for the right person to spend time with. I feel this is my opportunity to confess, but I don't know if I should. I don't just want to confess how I feel about her. I want an actual relationship with my friend. Aww. If any of you have some advice, please definitely share it, because I have no clue what to do. I'll love to tell my friend how I feel about her, but I don't want to lose or ruin our 24-year friendship. I also don't want to make it seem that I'm falling for her just because she's now a woman. I don't want her to feel that way at all. What do you all think I should do? I'll absolutely appreciate the advice / input. I'll greatly appreciate it so much.
Wow.
That's so sweet.
You know what it makes me think of? It's I give the advice a lot on this show when people are like really young, like 20 to 23, and they're in a relationship and they don't really like it or whatever. I'm always like, just leave. Because I feel like people don't know who they are mm-hmm. until like...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10/1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's different for everyone, but like I feel like your 20s, you're like figuring out who you are mm-hmm. or letting your true self come out. Mm-hmm. And I think that's for obvious reasons here. Like that's what's happening is like you're young, you're still figuring out who you are. And then, oh, now that you're becoming who you are, you're like, oh, well, I love this person. Mm-hmm. Now that they are fully like their 100% self, mm-hmm. you're falling for them regardless of gender or sex or anything. Yeah. Like that can happen.
Yeah, well.
I think this is probably common.
Yeah.
Common amongst people.
I feel like we've heard a lot of stories on this show where, or like there's a lot of stories online where it's like a woman or femme presenting person has a guy friend who has been lying about their feelings and intentions the whole time, where it's mm-hmm. like, I thought we were friends, like this sucks. But that's also why I feel like as these feelings have grown, I think it is good to be honest, because if he doesn't tell her, then he's being dishonest. And like, obviously feelings can come and go, but like he's known this person his whole life and like he sees her and he really truly feels like he loves her. Like I think it would be really great to say something, because obviously the fact that their families were supportive of his friend for transitioning, they just want that person to be happy. And like, I don't like, you know, it's common for you to be like, oh, well, what's everyone else gonna think? They're gonna be worried if we break up. But it's like, you can't let those external things affect it, especially since his friends were clearly being transphobic and just all around toxic about it and being weird about it. It's like, yeah, well, their feelings don't matter anyway.
And I think it's a valid fear to think, oh, now they might think that now that I perceive them as a woman, like that's the only reason.
Right.
But I've seen many people who transition, that was one step in becoming their truer selves, not just externally or with their gender, but, you know, it's how they realize who they really are and they start expressing themselves. Like, it was even mentioned, like, they're always laughing and dancing now. For some reason, that really stood out to me. It's like they're comfortable in their body and expressing themselves even through dancing. And I feel like that can be just such an attractive trait to see someone coming into themselves as their true identity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is why I said earlier, like, you know, you become a new person as you get older, as you figure out who you are. And it's in many ways, like, and it sounds like he's saying, like, I'm in love with who she's become.
Yeah.
Like, who's this, now that I get to see who she really is deep down, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very valid. And I think it's really cool that he's concerned about that.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Very empathetic.
That it's just because of that. Like.
Yeah. I mean, without knowing more, I agree with you, Courtney. I feel like he should tell her. And there's so much history between them. You think that maybe there'd be some extra layers of understanding, and maybe even, you know, maybe even like, hey, if it doesn't go back, you know, both ways, I still want to be friends with you. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think there's a way that conversation can happen where it's like, hey, I'm feeling all these feelings, but I'm scared to tell you this because our friendship means so much. I don't want to lose that too.
I think that vulnerability would be.
It's like, okay,
I also think, like, I can't help but read into the little things that he's saying that she's saying, where she's getting asked out on dates and she's like, I'm waiting for the right person. And like, being in her position, she might be assuming like, oh, he wouldn't want to date me because he just views me as the person that he grew up with.
Yeah.
So maybe she doesn't assume that. And so like, maybe things might be a little more positive in the end.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a strong chance that she's thinking the same thing.
I hope so. I'm such a hopeless romantic and stuff. I definitely hope so.
Update.
Let's go.
Screw it. I'm going for it.
Yes.
I'm going to ask out my friend. It's Saturday, 1 p.m. right now. I'm going to see if she wants to go on a date tonight.
Oh, wait, just ask out. Not even talk about feelings.
Just ask out.
Okay.
I actually kind of respect that because it's a little smaller than saying, like, I'm in love with you.
That's
like,
true.
That's like, really
that's
sweet.
Go on a date.
First off, wow, thank you for giving me the motivation. Reading your comments has made me realize I shouldn't waste time. I need to go for it or I'm going to regret it. My plan is to take her out on a fun date and I'll confess my feelings during the date. I might even show her this post as I literally poured all my feelings into this post.
Aww.
She's like, you're a Redditor?
I liked you until then.
She actually lives a few houses down the street. We live in the same neighborhood/street.
Wow.
That's why we're pretty much always together 24/7 every week. I'm going to message her to see if she's home so I can stop by. And while I'm there, I'm going to ask her out. Wish me luck.
Oh, I like how the post is right before walking out the door.
I know, that's
I'm walking over there right now. I'm on my desktop.
Feet.
I'm carrying it.
My feet are in front of the door. I'm standing in the doormat.
And also, like, learning now, like, how much they spend time together. She has figured out who she is, and the a lot has changed for her. But the one thing that hasn't changed is she's still choosing to be around him all the time.
Yeah.
She's still choosing him.
Yeah.
So I'm optimistic.
Update number two.
Let's go.
Ooh.
I got a date tonight. I was insanely nervous walking to my friend's house, but I can't stop smiling because, wow, I actually got a yes from my friend. One issue I had was where the date was going to be. I had no idea, but I remembered she loves this 80s bar/grill that has karaoke every night and tacos. So that's where we're going. So tonight is going to be tacos, drinks, 80s music, and karaoke. Sounds like an awesome date. I told her pretty relaxed, I didn't rush into it, showed up, started talking like usual, and that's when I asked her. Told her I would love to take her out on a date tonight that I've been wanting to ask her out for the longest time.
Oh,
I definitely tried to hide my face from blushing, but she had a huge smile when I asked her out.
Oh.
She's even extra excited because we're going to her favorite place. I feel asking her out has made her comfortable to flirt with me.
Oh.
She started complimenting me and even kissed me on the cheek before I left.
Oh.
She definitely felt more intimate, if that makes sense. She even said she's going to get extra pretty for the date tonight. I'll admit, I'm really looking forward to that, although it's impossible for her to get extra pretty, seeing as she's already gotten pretty.
Can't help but compliment her in the Reddit post.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she's pretty freaky pretty.
Soup.
I'm still shaking, honestly, LOL. The shakes are more shakes of excitement. I'm going to pick her up in 2 to 3 hours, so I'll definitely be getting ready soon. I haven't gone on a date in quite some time, so I'm really looking forward to tonight, especially with the date being the girl I really love. I'm still nervous, but I'll pass eventually.
Wow.
It'll pass eventually.
Wow.
That's where it ends.
Wow.
I literally have never wanted to piss on the floor out of joy. I'm so excited for them.
Why am I emotional? I'm like, oh!
It's very sweet.
Our babies!
Yes!
Well, it's straight up like a movie. Like, that's like a movie story.
And the poster, the OP, is so in tune with their emotions. And I feel like that's really refreshing because a lot of times it's really like, here are the facts. But here they're like, I got butterflies in my tummy. And it's like,
yay!
So cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So great.
That's awesome.
There's a couple comments. She was literally waiting for him to ask her. LOL, 100%. Someone said, absolutely, just afraid to be herself, but now she can. Amazing for all involved.
Aww.
Yeah, you called it. It does seem like she was also like, yeah, so I'm just waiting for the right guy. I love that she's excited. Reading this, I was so worried that that the growing up like siblings part, irrespective of anyone's gender, would make the friend feel weird in a totally valid way. If for both people, it's really more like we've always known each other, so we have a strong foundation. That's lovely. Good luck to these cuties. And lastly, someone said, if this isn't the most textbook case of loving somebody for who they are,
aww,
then I don't know what the fuck is. Makes me very happy to read, and I hope it ends up being a lifetime of happiness in the making.
Oh.
That's really great.
That's amazing.
A really great story.
Fantastic.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's so funny. Yeah. Like, love can be so scary, but for them, it's like, it's so funny. They were friends. They literally grew up together. They know each other so well, but like when feelings like that come into play, it almost like changes everything. You're just like, I don't know. I'm too scared. I don't know. But it's like, you just gotta trust sometimes.
Yeah. And I mean, at the end of the day, romantic relationship still is like, it's not like friendship leaves it, you
right.
know, like all that friendship has to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So they do have a great foundation for it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's lovely. Epic. Very, very cool.
Epic friendship slay.
Yeah, kind of a slay. Well, that was great. Next story, let's get into some shitty people again.
Okay,
good.
Too much positivity.
Yeah,
not enough drama.
This next story is one that I submitted.
Oh, wait, what?
Oh my God.
I found this story and I was laughing at it and I sent it over.
Oh, we got Shane special today.
This one, I just thought this was like, since I've actually had time to think about this one, I have a lot of thoughts on it.
Okay.
Chef's choice, I believe.
This was curated by the chef. This is from Am I Wrong? This is basically Am I the Asshole? My fiance told her friend group that I am not the greatest at sex, but she is with me for the complete package. Am I wrong for calling off the engagement?
Oh,
that's heavy.
Okay. Yeah, we got
a lot of layers.
We got
to
learn what those layers are.
I have a lot of opinions on this.
Okay.
I, a 27-year-old man, have been engaged to my fiance, Amy, who's 26, for a year, and have been in a relationship with her for 5 years. We were due to be married this August. I am also friends with Kylie, who's 26. We have been friends for a very long time, pretty much since we were babies, and we're almost like siblings at this point, because her mother and my mother were best friends since they were in high school. Anyways, Kylie is part of the same tight-knit friend group as Amy. I always try to ask Kylie what Amy tells about me, because I know women like to discuss their boyfriends with their friend group. Kylie is usually tight-lipped, but if she does say anything, she always says how Amy loves me a lot and how Amy is so excited about marriage. Last month, I hung out with Kylie and her boyfriend at their house. Amy and I usually hang out with them for dinners, but Amy had gone out for out of town for a couple days. Anyways, we all got pretty drunk and laughed a lot, and I was begging Kylie to tell me one bad thing Amy has told about me to her friends. After a lot of pleading, Kylie finally said that one thing Amy had joked about was how she had better sex before.
Then why pick that one?
And I was not the greatest at sex, but that she was with me for the complete package because she doesn't care about sex too much. I was drunk then, so I just laughed it off, but I felt somewhat stung then. The next day, when I got sober, I felt extremely stung. I thought about it a lot, and when Amy came back from her vacation, I asked her about it casually. She initially denied it and said we always have amazing sex, and she's always satisfied. I told her it really wouldn't hurt me if she told me the truth, and marriage was built on honesty, so I asked her again a couple of times. Amy finally admitted that she did in fact say that I was not the best at sex to her friend group, but she was just joking about it because I had so many other great qualities she wanted to highlight. I laughed it off initially, but that stung me even more. I couldn't hide my mood the next couple of days. I felt sad and I felt like shit. Amy apologized a lot and said she did not mean what she said. A couple of days later, I told Amy I could no longer be with her, and what she told her friend group hurt me too much. I informed everyone over the next week that I was calling off the wedding. Amy was distraught and tried to convince me multiple times and apologized a lot, but I was too mentally downtrodden.
Jesus, cannoli.
I know.
Bro. Yeah.
I have thoughts, but I want to hear yours.
So,
you curated this one.
Yeah.
The first thing that really just struck me as being so weird was just him always asking his friend if his girlfriend's or if his fiance's talking shit.
And he's pleading.
I'm like, I was like, if you're already, I think it's important to like mentally kind of ask yourself questions a lot, right? As a person, I think it's important.
I don't know.
And if you have that desire, if you have this deep curiosity of like, I know my fiance is saying bad things about me to you guys. So what is it? I'm like, why do you think she's saying bad things about you?
Yeah.
Why are you so desperately
And also,
doing
are,
that?
Why are you asking? Are you asking because you want to get better? Why do you want to know the bad shit?
Yeah. What are you looking for here? Because, so I'm like, ultimately, and I know some of the comments were like, well, man, you shot yourself in the foot. Like, you got what you asked for. You're like, I know she's got to say some bad things. Let me know. And he hears a bad thing, and now he's calling off the engagement. I'm like, what did you want? Then you're mad at her and saying, well, you're saying shit that you're not saying to me. It's like, but that's what you said you knew was happening, and you wanted to hear it.
It reminds me of doom scrolling, right? You're like
morbid curiosity.
Like, tell me the bad thing. Tell me the thing. Like, I feel like he was maybe feeling some doubt, and he wanted confirmation of what it was.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
It reminds me of this one story that we read on here, where it was like this girl's brother or sister was a wedding planner, and the wedding planners, when they get together, sometimes will talk about like, yeah, I think this couple's gonna last this long, and this bride was like, come on, tell me how long you think me and my fiance are gonna last. Tell me. And the planner was like, no, I'm not gonna tell you that. You're my sister. I'm not gonna tell you. And this bride kept pushing, and then finally the planner was like, all right, I give it 6 months. And the bride was like, what? How dare you say that? It's like, you wanted to know.
Yeah.
Why did you want to know? Why did you want to know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if you're at a place where you lack that trust, where you're like, I need to ask my friend what she's saying, you shouldn't be getting married. Like, you shouldn't be engaged. Like, that's some work you gotta do. And then even furthermore, like, I do think it's kind of sad that she was saying this to her friends and she didn't feel comfortable to talk to him about like, hey, I think we can improve this.
Yeah.
Because that's not something like, it's not like, well, that's who you are and you're bad at sex and that's forever. It's like, no, like you can have that conversation and like work together as a couple.
I'm so disappointed that he kind of fell into the male fragility of like, don't let this thing that's like about sex and about your dick destroy you as a person, because that's not all you are, and it's not like something, it's not like, oh, I just don't like that you have a third arm on your back. Like, he can control this thing, they can talk about it. Like, why did he want to know if he wasn't willing to improve whatever bad thing that he clearly wanted to know? He wouldn't accept the praise that this friend kept giving him when he'd asked. He wanted something bad. Why?
Yeah, and it's fixed mindset, because it's just like, oh, I'm bad at sex. And that's flat line. It's like there's no room to communicate with each other. It doesn't, I don't know, it just, there was clearly no trust there.
Yeah, because it feels like if they had a really, really strong bond and communication within the relationship, A, he would have found out beforehand. But like, let's say it even got here. Yeah. He could have taken it to her and said, you know, is there any way that we can improve our sex life
Absolutely.
Together?
Right?
Yeah, literally.
That's a. I think that's an extremely normal thing amongst couples.
Especially like, for a married couple to like talk about these kinds of things.
Yeah. Right? No, it was truly like, I would say like a first test as a married couple and they failed it very badly.
It almost seems like he just wasn't willing to grow with her.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it like makes sense. Like, we're like, why was he asking? Why, like, it's clearly like, and the fact that he was so willing to just break up and not even have a conversation to try and fix it, like, so clearly maybe this relationship wasn't meant to be because clearly he wasn't ready for it.
The top comment is pretty much exactly what we're saying. Does it seem weird to anyone else that the OP is begging his friend to tell him bad things his fiance is saying about him? I'm just trying to imagine that happening in real life. If I thought my fiance, now wife, had been saying bad things about me behind my back, I wouldn't have married her. This whole thing seems super weird. Mm-hmm. Someone else said, I told her it wouldn't hurt me if she told the truth and that marriage was built on honesty. Or maybe not. Someone else said, give it to me straight. I promise I can handle it. Also, I'm so hurt, I'm calling off the marriage. Yeah, like, you know, he lied to her. Like, he just lied to her.
Yes.
And what she said, in my eyes, is really not that horrible. Like, in the scheme of things, like, she was like, yeah, but I love him, and I love, like, as he is as a whole person. Like, it wasn't like she was being like, yeah, he's a stupid piece of shit.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's almost to be expected. If sometimes it's really hard for women to be fully, completely satisfied in their sex life. Just, like, anatomically, it can be a little more difficult. So, like, I feel like you'd almost expect that and be like, okay, heard, like, but let's get better. So, it's, like, what, like, I truly, it just feels like he wasn't thinking it through. Truly
no.
wasn't thinking it through.
He's just extremely insecure.
Yeah.
Update.
Whoa, and actually?
I don't think I've read this.
Oh.
I think this is new for me.
This is update salad today.
I understand I am insecure. I am not hiding the fact that I'm insecure. I just wish my fiance did not tell her friends about my sex life, especially to Kylie. If Amy had only told me and not her friends, I would have definitely still felt hurt, but at least this would have only been between us. I definitely wouldn't have broken up with her either, and would have even tried to improve our sex life. I always asked Kylie what Amy thought about me because, yes, I was insecure, and I wanted to fix any of my flaws before marriage, but I never expected that it would have been about my sex life. I thought maybe a character flaw, maybe I wasn't romantic enough, or not taking her out on enough dates or something along those lines, but never about my sex life. I felt even more hurt after hearing that Amy said I wasn't great at sex because Amy never gave me any indication of that in 5 years. But now I'm too ashamed to face her friends, especially Kylie. Kylie has reached out to me many times, but I'm too embarrassed to even text her now. I understand how my actions have had a lot of unintended cascading effects. I know Amy is hurting really bad now because she was really excited about our marriage and future. My family is hurting really bad. Her family is hurting too. Kylie and Amy are no longer on speaking terms. I heard from one of my friends that Kylie broke up with her boyfriend, but I'm not sure if that's related to this incident. I already asked my company for a transfer to a different state, and I'm going to be moving to a different state in 2 months.
Oh,
I have lost not only my fiance, but also my best friend who I've known my entire life. Yes, I am not in the best of places now mentally, but I will try to start fresh in 2 months.
Whoa.
Oh my goodness. It seems like self-sabotage.
Completely.
Huge. Right?
Completely uprooted his life. I mean, there's a separate conversation to be had of, and I've been kind of going back and forth on this, because I think this depends on the couple, of the fact that she was talking about her sex life to her friends. But I think that's depending on the couple. Like, some people are fine with their sex life being talked about, some people aren't. But it also just sounds like they didn't communicate much at all in 5 years. So it's like, I don't know where they were at.
I feel like it's common for people to, like, he said, he's like, I'm sure she talks shit about me. But he kind of sequestered himself off into, like, oh, but it's only an amount that I'm perfectly comfortable with, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important for friends to have people that they can talk to about their relationship in general. It's important to have that space to talk about deep private stuff in case things are going really badly in a relationship.
True. Yeah.
So people can feel safe to talk about that stuff. And, like, again, if a relationship is comfortable and secure enough, that shouldn't sway it. And, like, yeah, I also the fact that he's like, I thought it was going to be not as bad a problem, like the fact that I neglect her or something. It's like, bro, sex is the least of your worries. Like it should, sometimes like that can be the icing on the cake of a relationship. Some people, that is the entire foundation, but it's so interesting that he was like, I know I'm good at sex, so this hurts. Crazy. Yeah.
I want to point out how when he did ask her about it initially, she was like, no, you're great. You're fantastic. Mm-hmm. Like they did not have very good communication.
Yeah.
And I think that they could both, or he could feel that something was off and maybe he was just trying to figure out what it was.
But I wonder if she kind of knew like, oh, if I say one negative thing about him, it's going to be
that's true.
Like, it's not going to be a conversation.
If he's highly insecure like that, he's probably shown signs that he can't necessarily handle hearing that.
Huge.
Because he completely uprooted his entire life.
Yes.
Over it.
Over one, him pleading.
Men will do anything instead of finding the G-spot.
Yeah. they'll move to a different state to work.
They will cut their friends out of their life. They will leave, but they will not find the clit.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, we have sex for 3 minutes. I get off and I fall asleep and I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So why do you want to transfer to a different state? I just think the clit's probably over there.
It's probably over there. That's insane.
I've never seen it.
It's got to be in Idaho. It's got to be there.
Like it's the Sasquatch. Yeah. I think I heard it's up in Idaho now.
I've seen a blurry picture of one time.
All right.
Oh man.
Curious about your thoughts about that one in the comments because that guy.
Woo, poor guy, dude.
I don't know. He buried his own grave.
He did, absolutely.
I mean, dug up his own grave and he buried himself in it.
I just think all of it comes down to trust. Of just like any, there's almost like everything is fine if the couple has trust in each other and know that they have each other's back and that they are going to be honest with each other and that they can work through anything together. Mm-hmm. Like then you almost don't care. Mm-hmm. Like none of it's a problem. But this, they're operating on such a fragile state mm-hmm. that this was going to happen. Like this is what happens.
Yeah. I hope the two best friends severing ties. I hope that's short-lived.
Yeah.
That's sad. That's a really sad outcome, too.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like they'll have to, eventually, if they're both willing, make up, because he really forced it out.
And they were drinking and stuff.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of layers to it. So, much to think about. But moving on, our next one comes from Relationship Advice. Flew 8 hours to see my friend, and I, a 28-year-old woman, am mortified by his behavior, 33-year-old man. I'm struggling to believe this just happened. I'm mortified and extremely embarrassed. Jason and I have been friends for many years. We met at university and we were in the same friendship group. We stayed in touch after he flew home to Canada. I always had strong feelings for Jason after we spent hours a day talking. I adored this guy, thought he was intelligent, funny, endearing, and I got the feeling he felt the same way. He invited me to visit him and I agreed as I've always wanted to check out his city. Booked my flight and Airbnb and flew over. A week in, and I still haven't seen him. I asked about us meeting up, and he eventually invited me out for drinks with him and his female friend I had never met before. I head to the restaurant, and they're both finishing their dinner when I get there. We're in a booth, and they're sitting together. I'm on the opposite side. The first hour was fine. Then things got weird. They began facing each other, flirting with each other, and ignoring me. Every time I tried to signal to leave, Jason would order me another drink on his tab, but wasn't speaking to me at all. Jason then began throwing coasters and ice cubes at me randomly.
What the f- wait?
Hello?
You said they're 12?
How old? They're 27. 33. I felt humiliated. We finished up and I'm heading back to my Airbnb when the girl asked me back to her apartment with them. I said yes, since Jason and I have barely spoken since I arrived. Same thing happened there. I'm ignored and then Jason starts throwing random stuff at me. I was about to leave and he asked me to come out onto the balcony with him. I did so. I told him I'd been asked on a date with someone in the city and he said nothing. He suddenly sprinted inside and left me alone on the balcony. Seriously, what is happening? I asked him when he is heading home. He said he is staying the night with her. Great. I then leave. Jason doesn't even look up from his phone to say goodbye. I walk home alone at 2 a.m. back to my Airbnb. He then messages me telling me to get home safe. I asked him if I just third wheeled, and he insisted I didn't, that she's just a friend. I asked if he wanted to meet up again. He declined, saying he's too busy. I just flew 8 hours for that. I am actually mortified. How could he treat me with such disregard and disrespect? How could he invite his fuck buddy along to dinner with us, then spend the night throwing ice cubes at me?
What in the world?
My skin is crawling and I feel sick. What is the best way to look at this situation? Because right now, I am humiliated.
What in the fuck is going on? Are you sure she accidentally pushed three twice instead of once?
Yes, yes. They're 3 years old, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what yeah. the hell?
And then he started throwing blocks at me, and then, like, what?
And he was like, do you want to look at my beanie babies?
What the hell is going
on? That's so confusing.
What the hell?
I
can't even begin to respond to that.
This has got to be the most confusing story I've ever read in my entire life.
I'm reading into a lot of things, as I do, but, like, the fact that she came out there and, like, almost a week goes by and he's just dodging her is so crazy. He invited her out there.
Yeah.
And then for them to be there and then him, they finished their dinner before she came. Like she's completely been the afterthought, the other in this whole experience. And then him flirting with her by throwing stuff at her. And like, it clearly, like, I interpret that as like, he's unsure of how to express his feelings. He doesn't know what he's feeling. The fact that the other girl, I'm going to call the date, invited OP back to their apartment, and like this behavior kind of continued, and then she's like, I'm going on a date, and he like doesn't know how to react. Like, he's acting like an 8-year-old who has a crush on someone and doesn't know how to handle it, and like just he and I, like, honestly, it's important that that situation happened because she should run. Like, he is not emotionally intelligent enough to even like no way.
I am super confused by the behavior because it's just weird. My only guess is, like, was he thinking there was going to be some sort of sexual thing?
Yeah, like, did he think there was, like, going to be a threesome?
Like some sort of, that's my, but I'm not even sure about that.
I'm like, just, is this guy on drugs? Nothing can be explained.
This is just weird behavior. Couple comments. That's a relationship /friendship ender. I'd just ghost, never talk to him again.
Yeah.
I think I'd be in that boat.
I would as well.
I'm like, you basically ghosted me in person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best way to look at this is that you have a chance to explore a city you have always wanted to visit, and you know not to waste any more time on this guy. He sounds massively immature and that he likes the attention he got from you. Put your energies into someone else and just enjoy the remaining time you have in the city, seeing as it's unlikely you'll have a reason to return. Someone said, honestly, my gut instinct is telling me he was trying for a threesome and chickened out.
Chickened out, yeah. The chickening out makes sense.
Right, because throwing ice cubes is usually the first way to show someone that you want to have sex with
mm-hmm.
them.
Update.
Oh,
so we're
God.
About to, maybe we'll get okay. an answer here because I need everything.
I am legitimately scared.
I don't know, man.
Let's hear how this goes.
So yeah, where do I even begin after this absolute nightmare? Unfortunately, I'm now remembering more of the night. At one point, we were in the girl's apartment. She grabbed his ass and started fondling his ass like I wasn't there while I awkwardly watched from about 5 feet away. I felt completely embarrassed and like I was third wheeling. He then proceeded to stay the night. I walked home alone across the city at 3 a.m. He texted me telling me to get home safe while I was in total disbelief. And I can't lie, I'm in pain. I adored this guy. I wouldn't have accepted his invitation to fly 8 hours to see him if I didn't. He told me to book a flight, told me to let him know when I had done so, and then later told me to book an Airbnb /hotel and to also let him know when it was done, just for him to humiliate me. We've known each other for years at university. He has never acted like this before. He contacted me after I flew home, insisting that this girl isn't a fuck buddy, and said that I acted weird.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Then proceeded to block me on Messenger so I couldn't respond. I acted weird? You gotta be kidding me. My head is spinning. Is it odd that I feel a bit shell-shocked by this? What the hell was his game plan here? Why would anyone feel the need to act so cruel? Okay, so I'm just more confused now.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, gaslighting too? Going yeah. like, actually, you were weird. It was weird that you weren't throwing ice
No, that this feels like, this is like the actual textbook definition of gaslighting. Because it's like, yeah. what world did you warp me into?
And it worked. She's almost like, am I crazy?
Yeah.
Really? Like,
stunning.
I am so curious in the comments what your theories are because I got nothing.
No.
I truly have nothing on this.
I think she should have caught the ice cubes in her mouth and played along.
It was a game.
It was a game.
It was all a little game.
She yeah. failed.
She failed.
No, I mean, because, like, even if, like, he was expecting some sort of behavior from her that she normally has, her showing up to a meal that had already ended, she wasn't really clued in on that at all. Like, that's a weird vibe to walk into. So if she were to come into that situation a little reserved, I think that makes sense. He clearly has changed a lot over the years, I think. I think like, something yeah. changed.
I feel like when you request someone to visit you, they're flying multiple hours, they're paying for the flight, they're paying for the stay. It's you kind of have a responsibility to mm-hmm.
I feel
spend time with them and respect them, right?
When I have anyone come visit me, I feel so immensely responsible for
yes.
them that it's like it's a lot.
It's for you, and it's like, whoa, this is I gotta make sure that I show them that I appreciate
yeah.
them putting themselves out.
Yeah, not to glaze over the fact that he left her to walk home in a city that she wasn't familiar with at 3 a.m.
He said get home safe.
Oh my God, you're so
but
right.
But he texted her.
He threw her up. No,
if he shows, if someone tries to mug her, she can just show the text.
Yeah,
like, guys.
I said I was going to be safe on my walk home.
And they're like, you know what? All right, no, keep your wallet.
yeah.
She dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
And maybe
bullet
some knives.
Being his seed.
Oh, God.
And some knives and some ice cubes.
And some ice cubes.
Let me know in the comments. Give me some answers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next story.
Okay.
This comes from Today I Fucked Up. Today I fucked up by showing my friend their doppelganger. I was on the tube on the way to see some friends in North London. Whilst looking around on the tube to pass the time, I noticed someone a few seats down that looked remarkably similar to an old friend of mine who I hadn't spoken to or seen for a while, although this person was a lot rougher around the edges and about 20 kilograms heavier than my friend is. As the resemblance was uncanny, I decided to sneak a quick photo of the person to send to my friend. When I got out of the tube and regained service on my phone, I sent them a message with the photo with the caption, "This guy looks just like you if you packed on some pounds."
Oh boy.
The message was opened almost immediately. No reply for a few minutes. That is me.
Oh, fuck!
That was not what I was expecting!
I haven't been able to respond yet. I'm too embarrassed. I feel truly awful about it, though. Serves me right for being a bit of a twat.
Holy shit. Oh my God.
I'm glad she didn't say, like, rough around the edges. But still.
Ooh.
It was implied.
This looks like you if you were a freaking ugly piece of shit. Oh, God.
This is you if you were gross.
Oh, my God. Oh. That's so embarrassing.
That sucks.
That imagine sucks. Receiving, yeah. like, a paparazzi stalker photo of you and someone saying this is you if you were...
I just feel uncomfortable taking goodness. Photos of strangers.
Yeah, even that's just
I just
not
think
right.
that's already...
Yeah.
That's, like, not worth, like, starting a conversation with someone you haven't talked to in a while. That's not the opener.
Right. Right.
Unless you do it in a joke. You send the pic and you go, this you? And then if they go, yes, you go, cool. And if it wasn't, it'd be like, yeah, I didn't think so. Ha, ha, ha.
Maybe the way he comes back is like, yeah, well, you look, and I like that. You look good. You look
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
you look
yeah.
like a freaking linebacker, dude. There you go, man.
Yeah, like you've been working out.
I mean, pounds of
20 pounds
been,
of muscle.
Pounds you've been fucking getting jacked, bro. Like, nice. Ooh.
Oy,
wow.
Oy, oy.
That was just a little cringy.
Yeah.
Some comments. Lockdown got me too, though. You didn't even recognize me. In quotes, make it shared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Someone said, pro tip is take the picture, ask your friend if he's on the tube. Only if he says no, send the picture. Someone said, as someone who put on a lot of weight, honestly, just don't mention it. Say, well, hell, how are you doing? Or something. He knows he's gained weight. He knows everyone can tell. If you want to be nice to him, then just don't make a big deal out of it.
Mm.
Lastly, someone said, send a pic of yourself and say, this guy looks just like me, except he doesn't have a foot in his mouth.
Hardy, har, har.
That's rough.
That sucks. Yeah. That is really unfortunate.
Yeah, I feel like the first one was, no, there's no right way to respond to that. There's no right way to get yourself out. No.
Whew. But also, like, it's been years and you haven't seen someone. You're like, oh, it's like, do you not think that maybe they've changed with time?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
People change with time.
Yeah.
Especially lockdown. Like.
Yeah.
Rough. That's rough.
That's just one, yeah, one big foot and mouth emoji.
Whew.
Mouth emoji.
Yeah.
Here's our last story. Comes from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for telling my girlfriend to choose me or her best friend?
Oh.
Classic case.
Classic.
We know about this scenario.
Ooh.
This is a good setup. Let's see how it unfolds.
My girlfriend, who's 25, and I, a 26-year-old man, have been together for 4 years. She's been best friends with her friend, also 25, since middle school, a 25-year-old woman. Before I came into the picture, they were attached at the hip, and then the best friend forever got jealous of how often my girlfriend and I were together. For our entire relationship, she's been manipulative of my girlfriend and not at all understanding, especially when my girlfriend cancels plans with the BFF to hang out with me. She has also said repeatedly that I'm abusive and controlling, even though she exclusively dates guys who are assholes. It all came to a head tonight when we were all out together. The BFF was going on and on about her new job, and my girlfriend finally interrupted to talk about our vacation instead. The BFF got upset and asked if my girlfriend even knew where she worked because my girlfriend was never around anymore. The BFF started crying in the middle of a bar and about how her feelings get hurt when my girlfriend cancels on their plans or doesn't reply to texts. I had enough and asked why she was so obsessed with my girlfriend and our relationship and always needed to lie to get attention about me being controlling. Then her blowhard boyfriend got involved and threatened me with physical violence.
Ooh.
Everyone split up after that, and the BFF texted my girlfriend to try to manipulate her some more by saying sorry she started the fight and saying she wanted some space for a while. My girlfriend started crying about how much it all upsets her, and after 4 years, I was just kind of tired of it and told her that she needed to choose between me and the BFF. She got upset with me and told me that she couldn't choose between us and it wasn't fair to ask her to, even though the BFF is always starting drama. Am I the asshole here, or is the BFF just a psycho?
Okay.
My thought is, like, regardless of the friend's behavior, I just think you're an asshole if you make someone choose between, like,
yeah.
That's a horrible way to, like, solve problems.
Yeah.
It didn't have to go that way. Like,
yeah. No.
I think it's one thing, because he made it about him.
Yeah.
When it's not. He's not, if he truly is a good boyfriend, he's not the issue. It's this BFF, like, and I if I was in his shoes, I would have been like, hey, you know, maybe this BFF isn't that great of a friend if they keep causing these problems for you, like, and be there to support the girlfriend and not, rather than making her choose. She's already going through enough. She watched her best friend's boyfriend threaten to assault her boyfriend. Like, that's a lot. And obviously that happened to him too, but like, we don't need to add on to it and make more like emotional struggle.
Yeah. A couple comments. You're the asshole. What makes you think you have the right to give your girlfriend an ultimatum because you don't like her best friend? Her best friend is right. When you make plans with someone and then ditch them for your boyfriend even once, that's bad. But over and over again, is she ditching the plans because maybe you're the manipulator here? You don't seem like a reliable narrator at all.
Oh.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I get that. I mean, I see both sides to that. I also think, like, if, like, this girlfriend is part of this too. She's the one making this choice. So, like, I don't know. I'm not defending the boyfriend. But I'm also, like, I'm wondering, like, maybe this best friend wasn't, like, if the girlfriend was choosing her boyfriend, maybe, and I know that happens a lot when people get into a relationship, they kind of disappear from their friend group, especially, like, you know, if things get really serious, but we're all adults. Like,
I do agree that he's maybe an unreliable narrator, though, based mm-hmm. on a lot of his wording, you know? The one that's weird is she has also said repeatedly that I'm abusive and controlling, even though she exclusively dates guys who are assholes. It's like, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
Not related
at
all.
That is a separate thing, man. So what is your rebuttal?
No.
Yeah. Actually.
It's very true. It's very much like when you've read previous stories where it's like you can tell by the way he's talking about these people that he's probably not giving the best.
He's just consistently throwing out that this friend is manipulative and controlling, but not giving us examples.
Mm. Yeah.
Just trying to paint her away. It's like, hey man, with Reddit stories on Am I the Asshole, it's like, it's very important from reading so many of them of just like, give us the events, give us the quotes.
Yeah.
Don't just be like, oh, and this person's an asshole. It's like, that's not enough. I don't know.
He threw in his interpretation and is like, she's manipulative, or they're manipulative, and then he's now trying to justify that feeling that he has mm-hmm. without necessarily giving evidence.
She texted my girlfriend trying to manipulate her some more by saying sorry she started the fight and saying she wanted some space for a while. I'm like,
that's so manipulative, apologizing.
giving space.
Having boundaries and apologizing, don't ever do it.
It's very true.
Okay, we have a comment here that's basically an update. It's a friend of the girlfriend.
Oof.
Not the friend in question that he's calling manipulative. This is just another perspective, which is probably the most valid that we could get.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because this is someone uninvolved, technically.
Third party perspective.
Yes, I'm worried. I think I might be about to eat my words, huh? Let's see
what's going on. You're the asshole, Jake.
Oh, right out the gate.
Oh, boy.
Until now, I've been a casual reader of this sub, but after reading this one, I had to make an account and reply because I'm fairly certain I'm part of this friend circle and witnessed this all go down last night. Everyone is right that you are the most unreliable narrator who left out so many details.
Ooh.
Let me clear this up. First, we all asked about her new job and wanted to hear all the details. She's so excited about it because it's her dream job, which your girlfriend knows. That girl worked her ass off to get it, so she gets to talk about it as much as she wants to talk about it. You two don't like hearing about anything that isn't about yourselves, specifically about you, Jake. Second, your girlfriend has never known how to balance a boyfriend with healthy friend relationships. I've known them both since college. She's insecure, immature, and self-centered. That's how you're able to control her. The only reason you two get invited anywhere anymore is because her BFF and her boyfriend insist it would be rude not to invite her. Because you're a package deal, we're stuck with you too. Third, you were never threatened with physical violence. You're a 6'4 dude who got in a crying girl's face to scream at her, and her boyfriend told you to back up and put himself in between the both of you. Fourth, she was only crying because you were calling her names. This also isn't the first time you've called her names. You literally called her a psycho in your post. Fifth, you make your girlfriend cancel on this poor girl at least 1 to 2 times a month.
Oh, no!
I've seen the text from your girlfriend canceling because you came up with some bullshit about how you don't get enough time with her. Sixth, she only calls you a controlling asshole because you are one. Mm. You convinced your girlfriend to stop talking to her for a period of time when she was very depressed and suicidal because you said her being suicidal was also manipulation. Seventh, if anyone is manipulative in that friendship, it's your girlfriend. I've also seen the text where she told her BFF not to text her while she's with you at your request, not to expect a response from her ever because she doesn't deserve one, and not to get upset when she cancels because she isn't owed any time. The girl apologizes so much because your girlfriend has convinced her she's a bad person / needy / clingy. Lastly, Jake, If this is you, and I really don't see how it couldn't be unless there are two asshole guys who think they're related to Tony Stark and went off on their girlfriend's BFFs in a bar last night, the entire friend group agrees you're the asshole. I'll be sending them all screenshots of this post. His username is a Tony Stark.
Oh, got it. My God.
Wow.
OP responds to that. Jake responds, mind your own business because you don't know half of what goes on. All right, he just lost. He just lost the room.
Oh, my God.
He just lost it.
He's telling the reliable narrator, shut up.
Hey, dude, stop saying truth.
Oh, my God.
Friend responds to that. Buddy, you made it the world's business, LOL. Now you're mad you A, got caught, and B, got pegged as the asshole. If you want to talk about it, text me because I'm not about to fight with you on here. Well, they're about to fight about it.
Oh, God.
OP responds, I don't get why you had to come on here and start drama. I was just venting because this always happens when we get together as a group. She goes nuts, he gets all big and tough, and you stick your nose where it doesn't belong.
I feel like I'm watching like a high school drama.
I feel like I'm watching Maury Povich.
This is Riverdale. Yes. This is Riverdale before it went fantasy.
Yeah. First, you're the one who posted to start drama. Second, good thing it's Sunday because you need some quality time with Jesus and a therapist. Third, you were never threatened. You picked a fight with a girl who's a foot shorter than you and her boyfriend told you to stop. Period. End of story. Everyone stay tuned for Jake's next post. Am I the asshole for lying on Reddit and getting caught?
Ooh!
Fuck. The friend then posted an update to add.
Oh my God, this is so hot.
The BFF mentioned in this post is fine. I told her that everyone is on her side, which has made her feel a little better about it. She's in a really good place in her life right now and is grateful for anyone who's reached out. The girlfriend is now single. This post and the backlash from everyone, including her mom, made her realize that he was such a shitty guy. I know some people were worried about domestic violence, but she's staying with people right now. Clearly, I'm not going to say who because Jake's probably still lurking. She knows that people are here if she wants to talk. Not sure where their friendship stands right now, but that's for them to work out while everyone else supports them. Jake, the OP, has been blocked on all social media by basically everyone. Hopefully he finds himself a good therapist. Thank you to everyone who has commented, messaged, reached out. You're all amazing people for caring about two girls you don't even know. Keep standing up for those who need it. This isn't an uncommon situation, so don't be afraid to reach out if you need help or think someone needs help.
Wow.
Wow, dude.
Wow.
That exploded.
That got crazy.
I like how the OP came here to feel justified in their actions.
As they do.
Yeah. Like, that was the only... I don't think they were actually wondering if they were the asshole. They just wanted to know that, like,
yeah,
they're in the right.
They painted a nasty picture.
Yeah.
To make themselves look good.
There are a lot of... You know, I always am curious with Reddit posts of, like, are they telling the truth, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And but the ones that get called out, it's a lot of times it's people who use specific types of language. Like,
yeah,
he's sitting here calling a woman a psycho,
yeah,
and it's like, but you're not giving us the actual play-by-play of what happened. You're just using adjectives. And it's like, a lot of times when it's that, it's like, all right, I don't know if you're giving us the real story.
Yeah.
Or giving us all of it. And it's very clear he's not.
Yeah, I really like these posts where they really are genuinely curious. Am I the asshole? Like, mm-hmm, genuinely wondering, I want your feedback. But yeah, people like this are just posting so that they can get, like, a jury to say not guilty or something.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also poignant that he's really leaving out everything from his end.
Exactly.
You know, when they're not including what they said, when they're not including what they've done, it's, yeah, like, all right, so you're just saying the shitty things someone else did, but...
Right.
That's tough, man.
What spurned on these things.
Just because they want the jury to say not guilty to them. They want to feel justified in their actions, and that's it.
Just wants affirmation.
Yeah.
I really wanted to give the couple the benefit of the doubt, but like that sounded like a really toxic situation. And it's really awesome that friend found the post and came in, and like that clearly was the catalyst that finally broke up that relationship. But also, yeah, I mean, it is, like I said, when I was trying to almost... in favor of the couple, I was like, yeah, you know, I think friends tend to like notice their friends slip away once they go into a relationship, and there's always a thought in the back of your mind of like, is he controlling her time? And like, yeah, so that is what happened here clearly, and she really like fell into it, and like that sucks for that friend. I'm really glad that friend had the support. Like, wow.
Bravo to this. The legend here is the friend here who hopped in.
Yeah.
Like that person. That person.
She popped off. Really she ate.
Went crazy. Bravo to them.
Wow.
A lot of great stories today.
Yeah.
A lot of great stories.
Very good.
I tend to like forget to read into the wording. I did like you saw me react when he first called her a psycho. I was like, okay, but I didn't read into that enough of like clearly he talks about people a certain way for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dang.
No, it's interesting stuff.
I feel like today more than ever we had some cut and dry 100% assholes.
Oh yeah, a lot of them, and then a very wholesome story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that one was I cried. Scary. Courtney pissed on the floor. A lot happened.
Yes. Yes.
That was great. More friend stories.
Yeah.
Love friendship stories. Some good stuff, and also the most confusing story I've ever read in my entire life.
Yeah.
Really curious.
I want to throw some real.
Can we throw
quick.
Some ice cubes?
Yeah, I need to throw some ice at people. Please help me with that one.
yeah.
I'm going to be reading the comments on that and figuring it out. Mm-hmm. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
This was awesome.
It was fun.
Friendship always wins.
Yeah. thank you guys for watching. Let us know what other themes, subreddits you want us to cover. And see you next Saturday. Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.